watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour of today's show, this Monday, January 27th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate Mike's comments and others coming into the show right now. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville. Randy, right during the end of your last commentary, you had an EAS alert. Of course I did. Talking about Attorney General Dana Nessel joining other Democrat attorney generals suing Donald Trump over some of his executive orders already. Governor Gretchen Whitmer putting out her very first executive directive of 2025, instructing department heads, bureaucratic agencies within Lansing to seek legal advice from Attorney General Dana Nessel. Absolutely. Kind of interesting. And Del Reynolds, my engineer, tells me, of course, this is just happenstance that these EAS alerts just occur without any notice, without any random justification. Sure, Dell. Every time I keep bringing these subjects up, I mention these certain names. Let's see what happens with these EAS alerts. Also, Captain Jeff says, don't forget, when these illegals cross into our country to have their children, they have no health insurance. The labor and delivery costs are passed on to us, the U.S. citizens. Not only do they not have health insurance, but the hospitals are mandated because of their property tax breaks. Their property tax breaks? Their property tax breaks means that they must provide emergency medical treatment to anybody that walks into their door. Even if it means they don't have the ability to pay, they still have to treat that person. Well, it either gets passed on to, like Captain Jeff said, to the taxpayers, or the hospitals end up eating it. John Palmer, our pig farmer over in Onaway, your radio station has more emergency tests than any other, I swear. Yeah, especially between 9 and noon, Monday through Friday. We've had a couple during the music, but very, very few. Jeff in Oscoda, hey, there was an EAS alert that just went off. Do you know what that was for? They didn't say. It was a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system. If this had been a major actual emergency, you would have been instructed blah, 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 blah. It's a test. And we get tested more than anybody on planet Earth. Randy says, you were talking about Pete Hegseth when the EAS alert came on. Lisa Murkowski, U.S. Senator from Alaska, Susan Collins from Maine, were absolute no's on Pete Hegseth to become the Secretary of Defense. Mitch McConnell gave the middle finger to Donald Trump and voted with those two Democrats. The tie, 50-50 in the U.S. Senate. Three Republicans crossed over and joined the Democrats in voting against them. Well, Vice President J.D. Vance came in, took the gavel, and cast the affirmative vote to confirm Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense. That's what I said basically before the alert. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Looking at the other text messages that are coming in during the break. This is a good one. Captain Jeff, up in Cedarville. Going forward, we need to refer to those random alerts as the EDAS, Emergency Disruptor Alert, heard only Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till noon on WCHY 97.7 FM, Sheboygan. Good one, Jeff. Greatly appreciate it. Mike says, Trump's warp speed progress is nothing like this country or the world has ever seen before. Remarkable. I've told my daughters to pay close attention as we are living in a historic time, the likes that we will probably not ever see again in our lifetime. He goes on to say, I thank God for it and our founding fathers for having the foresight and wisdom that would allow President Trump in our time of need. That would allow the people to elect President Trump in our time of need. He said it in his inaugural speech. Donald Trump is convinced, absolutely 100% convinced, that God saved his life to win this election. To be able to absolutely enter into the golden age of America to make our country great again. He said it in his speech. He was forsaken. He was saved from that assassination attempt. The assassin bullet only grazing his ear as he just barely turned his head ever so slightly to the right. Had he not done that at that exact moment, he would have been killed. I've seen pictures of analysis of where that bullet would have gone through the left rear portion of his head, taking out a major portion of his brain, killing him instantly. But because he tweaked his head and just glanced up at that big jumbotron to the right, the bullet only grazed his ear. When you are spared your life, when the bullet only grazes your ear and you go on to win an election with a major mandate, which he did, Electoral College, 538 votes, 270 required to get president, 270 to 268. He gets 312 to her 226. That's a mandate. If you look at his nominees that he's putting forward for his cabinet, the biggest hurdle was Pete Hegseth. Only because three Republicans joined the Democrats in opposing him did they get to 50. 50-50 tie, you call in J.D. Vance, the vice president, he breaks the tie. Pete Hegseth today is the warrior Secretary of Defense. We have a decorated veteran who pulled triggers, now running the Pentagon. Stop and think about that. Almost a $1 trillion budget. I believe it's $950 billion. 30,000 employees. I mean, it's ridiculous. And all he's going to care about is the warriors, the soldiers, giving them the best military equipment, giving them all pay raises, which is long overdue. Donald Trump putting out the executive order that any active duty military that was forced out of the military as a result of not wanting to take the China virus vaccination jab, come back to the military. Not only will we reinstate you, but we will pay you all the back pay you missed while you were gone. A great recruiting tool to get those dedicated soldiers back in the military. going after young people. By the way, have you heard about this? I could not believe this. Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump, they want to recruit young people out of high school to seek a military career. If you know of a young person, they need to go and talk to a military recruiter. Take the ASVAB aptitude test. See what your score is on it. Because depending on how you test on that aptitude test for the military, they are offering these young people unbelievable packages. Be trained in your aptitude. Mine happened to be when I was in high school and I took it. Mine happened to be math and science because I was pre-med in high school. They wanted me so badly to be an electrical engineer through the military. But at the time, the war was winding down Vietnam, and they didn't have the programs available that they do to the kids now. Get trained in your aptitude, whether it's welding or engineering or whatever it is, communications. Some of these kids are great at these video games, these kill games that they have on video. Guess what? You can be trained to fly a drone. Pull triggers on a drone, drop bombs from a drone, as we are no longer going to be boots on the ground. They're flying drones into these battle zones. These kids can be running these drones. It's good pay, complete full benefits while you're serving, and when you get out, they pay for your college. The bonuses, I was told by one parent, his child was given, after 4 years of service, not only paying for the college, $100,000 cash as a cash bonus to lure the child into the military. You get your college paid for and $100,000 down payment on a house. Unbelievable what they're doing. Well, other things are happening too. The border. Active duty military, complete with rifles, helicopters, are at the southern border. Oh, the president of Mexico just happens to have voluntarily agreed to reinstate the stay in Mexico policy that Donald Trump had when he was president previously. So all these people, they're being told, don't come to the border. The ICE agents doing these raids, picking up these bad guys, they got them zip-tied in the back of their cars, and they're speaking to the cameras, they're speaking to the media, tell everybody down below the border, don't come to the border. F Donald Trump. Thank you, Joe Biden and Barack Obama, for what you did for me. But F Trump, the one guy from, I believe it was Haiti, the dreadlock, bad guy, ICE picked up in, I think it was Boston, Massachusetts area. Yeah, there's a new sheriff in town, you bet. Mike, I agree with you. And if you stop and look at his cabinet selections, the people he has running these agencies, Kristi Noem, passed, sworn in already as Homeland, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, completely going to redo that bureaucratic department. Donald Trump getting rid of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, gone. Going to give the money directly to the states and let the state governors take care of the problem. Get FEMA and that bureaucratic waste of management gone. I mean, this is a new day in America, people. Absolutely a new day. And when you got liberals like Dana Nessel and Governor Gretchen Whitmer fighting Donald Trump in court, you know darn well he's doing the right thing. Pure and simple. Pure and simple. So, here's what we need to talk about. The next governor of the state of Michigan. I know it's premature. I know. I get it. But it starts this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. I'm going to explain it again. I want to make sure you understand the importance of going to your county convention this Thursday at 7 p.m. Jeff says, many of the county parties, Randy, have Facebook pages. Well, many of my listeners aren't on Facebook. You need to absolutely understand the importance of becoming a precinct delegate if you're able to be elevated. Some of you did not run for precinct delegate on the August 6th primary ballot. Well, you need to show up. Witness the county convention. Watch and see what they do in your county. Then, after the convention has adjourned, they've done their business. Motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye. It's over. Raise your hand immediately. Get recognized. Then ask if you can be elevated to be a precinct delegate for your township, city, or village, your ward, your district, however your county does it. If there's a slot open, I need you guys, people that listen to this show, I need you to be a precinct delegate. Now, you're not going to be able to go to Detroit on February 21st and 22nd like Vicky and I are. We're going to be involved in the Friday night caucuses for the first district. Well, you're not going to be able to do that. But what you can do is come down on Saturday morning, when the state convention starts for the Michigan Republican Party Corporation, and you can be a guest. I highly recommend that you attend the state convention in Detroit on Saturday, February 22nd. If you're able, you need to go. Why? Because this is where the next chair of the party is going to be elected. Are we going to get a political consultant or somebody who's in bed with a political consultant? Or are we going to get a very smart businessman who's been a county commissioner, a state rep, a state senator, one of the most conservative in Lansing, Jim Runstead, to run the party? Is he going to help grow county parties so that we will have funds necessary to fight the good fight at the local county level? Get good county commissioners elected in the next election. This is what we need to do, and we start this Thursday at 7 p.m. Absolutely critical that you go. Also, when you're there, ask for a membership form, fill it out, pay your dues for 2025. Whatever the cost is, that comes out of your $500 account, your Patriot account I told you to save up for this year. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose